gentlemen.
Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. Congratulations to Don and Mike on your 4 years together at WAVA. At WAVA. Hello, everyone. This is Maury Povich, host of A Current Affair. Congratulations, Don and Mike, on your 4 years together at WAVA. Until year five, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, this is Donny Osmond. I'm going to do something I've always wanted to do for a long time in honor of your fourth anniversary, and that is sing a duet with one of my heroes, Slim Whitman. You ready, Slim? Take it, buddy. This will be fun. Darling, happy anniversary. Oh, listen to that voice. Great technique, Slim. Thank you for each day you give to me. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, guys.
Talk to you soon.
And Slim, see ya.
This is John Madden. Hey, Mike and Don. Boy, was I surprised when they told me you guys have lasted 4 years together. But then they said you guys have become Washington's most popular morning show. I couldn't believe it. But seriously, guys, happy fourth anniversary.
Don Geronimo, named after that famous Indian Sitting Bull, and Mike O'Mara. I call him O'Mara because it should say O'Mara. They became a team back on December 10th, 1985, and I, Larry King, one of the radio greats, salute them as someday having a chance to possibly maybe make it.
I, from the big, big apple, I am David. David Haynes, news and comment on WPLJ New York, congratulating Don and Mike on your 4 years together forever at WAVA. Happy anniversary, DNN. Still number one in Washington.
Hi, this is Larry King. Heard every night on WTOP Radio, where we give you news and information all the time. We are celebrating the fourth anniversary of the Morning Zoo with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, where they give you next to nothing. Congratulations, fellas. We think we like you.
You know, all the time people ask me, they go, Roseanne, will your recent success change you from the everyday working class housewife that used to live in a trailer only two short years ago? And they say, now that you have a maid and a cook in a big Beverly Hills home, will you lose touch with the everyday chores and the little people that made you America's domestic goddess? And I say, blow me.
A message from the state lottery. If you're stupid, if you have the imagination of an eggplant, your chances of winning the lottery are greatly improved. Statistics show that the big-time lottery winners are usually really dumb people who have no concept of wealth. Listen to this recent $12 million winner.
Well, I can't believe it. I'm going to buy me enough beer to fill my basement. I'm going to get me a pickup truck with a solid gold gun rack. I'm going to buy me a chocolate pie 20 feet wide.
Sound like you? Buy a ticket today.
I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to let Don and Mike in on this, but something is going to happen in a minute, and you're going to have chills all over your body, okay?
You've spotted Elvis.
Okay, no, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Now, is it possible for you to put me on and somebody else that will call in a minute, is it possible for you to put us both on at the same time?
Well, who's the other person?
Well, I'm not telling you.
Oh, now, Major Bill, don't get me all worked up here. You're teasing me.
Listen, baby.
Major.
Just don't. I am Waver's man.
Oh,
you know?
I know.
And
that's what I like, a good man.
Okay, I'm the man with the hand, okay?
That's really what I like.
All right.
You're fired. You're fired.
Hello, this is the Vatican. The recorded message you're about to hear is brought to you by Vatican Radio, the Pope's radio.
Hey there, this is Blues Brother, Ghostbuster, and Conehead, Dan Aykroyd. And you know what? None of us ever listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara on WAVA.
Your Majesty, I simply don't do it.
Come on, you do it. You know.
know you do it. We all do it. We love to do it. You do it.
No, I don't.
You want to do it. I do it. I love to do it. I just did it and I'm ready to do it again. Don't tell me you don't do it.
Come on, boys. It's time to get up.
Get up where?
Out of bed, wise guy. You two, come on, let's go.
What are we going to do? It's our day off.
I got us three tickets to the ball game. Now come on, get dressed.
We're going to a baseball game. Going to a baseball game. Going to a baseball game. Won't you come with us? We'll root, root, root for our team. Root, root, root for our team. Root, root, root for our team. At the baseball game. It's time for the ball game to begin. Time for the ball game to begin. Time for the ball game to begin. I want a slugy umpire. Time for the ball game to begin. Time for the ball game to begin. Time for the ball game to begin. I want a slugy umpire.
This is something, though. This absolutely is. I mean, I've never seen anything like it outside of a World Series.
I haven't either. And we're in an enemy ballpark, and they're standing cheering Schmidt, the pitcher. Ground ball, this should be it. Stanisek, make sure he's got it. And ladies and gentlemen, at 21, the streak is history. Orioles, 9. White Sox, nothing.
Big boy.
Player of the game is 1988 Orioles, maybe a penny more. Okay. A cover back.
Okay.
He wanted to hit this, too.
On your cue for this.
Just pause for a second,
okay.
And then say,
stop,
we'll
okay.
Today's Orioles baseball game has been brought to you by DC20 Washington Superstation for sports and by...
Good morning, Zoo, with Don and Mike, Power 105, WAVA.
Now, since nobody else has got the guts... The rest of this platoon will do the next 2 weekends on KP. How does that sound to you, mister?
I think it sucks.
Hello again, everybody. This is your morning buddy, Mr. Kit Jackson, with some tips on how to get your weekday started. Well, I suggest you tune right here for the best in music, news, sports, and comedy. Because, partner, when you're just waking up, hair's everywhere, your mouth tasting like the floor of a Tijuana bar, oh boy, you need some help to get your day going right. You're stumbling around, trying to see straight, brushing your teeth with Bengay, putting Cruex under your arms. You trip over your hairdryer cord and tumble, falling in the bathtub. There's blood everywhere, but it doesn't have to be that way. Because if you're listening to us right here in the morning, you'll know what's going on, and you can concentrate on putting that shampoo in your hair and not in your cornflakes. So keep it where you got it, partner, or else it could be good night, nurse. Stay right here. This is your place for radio in the morning. Whoa, boy.
Need it one more time.
Welcome to McDonald's. We got food for you. Big Macs and golden fries, fillet of fish too at McDonald's. Welcome to McDonald's. We got burgers with cheese. Cheese. Oh, I want to watch you eat. And when you're thirsty, you can get a shake from a clown. A clown. A clown. A clown. Oh, welcome to McDonald's. Got chicken McNuggets here. Or if you brought the kids along, get them a happy meal at McDonald's. Welcome to McDonald's. I'm glad you came to D's. D's.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrap that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak. Don't talk back. Da 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 da.
I knew you were trouble the second I laid on a fine
day. Oh, excuse me. I just have never heard this kind of music before.
Well, so much for the cartoon. Now can we see our feature presentation?
It involves fabulous name-brand home furnishings of every description.
If he stops now, he won't go blind.
Welcome to another show. It's great to see you. I gotta be a little honest with you. I
wrote a very funny monologue for tonight, but I just haven't been in a funny mood lately, so I don't think I'm going to, you know, do the monologue. And, All right, just one joke. The last girl I made love to, I said, was it good for you? She said, you know, I don't think this is good for anybody.
Welcome to Love Connection. Now, here's our host, Chuck Willery.
First guest, he was born in Beirut, Lebanon. He's a world-class runner. He says that his method for getting dates works about 9 times out of 10. Please welcome.
Don Geronimo, WABA. Good morning.
Hi, this is Larry King, and let me tell you something about myself. I love love. And I'm here to tell you about the Larry King Love at First Sight Dating Service. If you're a single like I was, now you can find the love and companionship you've been searching for with just a simple phone call. Call 1-900-999-JULIE, and my staff of King Connectors will start to match you with another attractive and successful single, just like I fell in love with my lovely bride, Julie. Call today, and if you find the mate of your dreams, I'll personally arrange a free wedding extravaganza at Duke Siebert's restaurant with crab cakes. It's Larry King's Love at First Sight Dating Service. Call today and discover puppy love with the King. It'll make you feel like a kid again.
I don't believe it. I won't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Believe it, kid. I took the pictures myself. She played patty cake.
That was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics or was it stupid?
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people. I've known sheep that could outwit you. I've worn dresses with higher IQs, but you think you're an intellectual, don't you, ape?
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of evolutionary spirit. Greed in all of its forms. Greed for life, for money, for love, knowledge, has marked the upward surge of mankind, and greed, you mark my words, will not only save Teldar Paper, but that other malfunctioning corporation called the USA. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd. And I'm here tonight to stand up for the rights of other nerds. I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
And now another edition of How to Be Manly. Today we answer more listener mail. A listener from Winona, Minnesota writes, Dear Mr. Manly, last night I took my date to an expensive restaurant for dinner. Things seemed to be going along well as I told her manly stories from my manly past, but as we were leaving the restaurant on the way to my Trans Am, she stepped in front of me and opened the restaurant door herself. I feel that it is the man's job to open the door for a woman. I was perplexed and wondering what you would have done in just such a situation. Yours in manliness, Steve Keaton. Good question, Steve. I would have grasped the woman's hand and then firmly but gently pushed her behind me, and I would have then opened the door myself. That is the way a true heterosexual would have handled this situation. I therefore have no idea what you would do. Thank you for writing, and good day. If you have any questions concerning manliness, send a letter in care of this station to Mr. Manly. If your question is truly manly enough, I will answer it on the air in the near future. Until next time, this is Mr. Manly saying be manly and good day.
Okay.
best thing about waking up is Don and Mike.
Thanks, Al!
Hey, y'all, gummer, don't be so tight. Tell my daddy, woman.
Better than ever. WAVA, Washington.
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. And a morning zoo with Don and Mike is
next.
I ate at his restaurant, you know. The late Alan Hale, I ate at his restaurant when I worked out in Los Angeles.
I'm very sorry.
That's all right, little buddy.
Live.
Hey, hold on. Headbutt. A posthumous headbutt.
I got a big bruise on my forehead. Here we go.
Headbutt for Alan Hale.
All right. Here we go. Live from the middle room inside Vetroplex Center. In scenic, beautiful Arlington, Vietnam, it's the Morning Zoo Show.
I loved that man.
Starring Don Geronimo. And hi there, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara, inviting you to join Laurie Neff, Kim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Denver, and the entire zoo crew.
That's it.
Today, it's Wednesday, hump day, and it's the return of Mr. Zodiac.
Oh, yeah.
Psychic to the brokenhearted, and his thoughts on losing weight for love. Plus, the World Champion Liars Contest. Do you believe? And it's the story of the nude man who stole the fire chief's car and took it for a joyride. That and lots more tomfoolery, but enough of that right now. Let's get on with the show, and please welcome the man who is president of the Doogie Howser Fan Club, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Geronimo!
Gee willikers, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, little buddy.
Good.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, here is my little buddy, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Oh, Gilligan.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, my friends. It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and as you all know, a Panamanian strongman, Manuel Noriega, is hiding out at the Vatican Embassy in Panama.
Yep.
And the USA is negotiating for him to be moved to Miami to stand trial.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the top 10 subtle things the Vatican Embassy is doing to try to get Noriega to leave. Top 10 subtle things they're trying to do to get him to leave.
All right.
Number 10, they're giving him all the stale communion wafers.
Whoa!
Number 9, they're washing his red underwear with his white t-shirts.
Ew!
Number 8, they talk only in Latin when he enters the room. Number 7, they've made him wash and wax the Pope Mobile.
Yeah!
Number 6, they short sheet his bed. Number 5, no TV privileges. Number 4, they send him an FTD bouquet that says, have a bon voyage. Number 3, the way that they're trying to get him to leave, they're not allowing him to play in the Pope's pickup basketball games.
Oh, no!
Number 2, they're having all the nuns hit his knuckles with rulers.
Yeah, I like that one.
And the number 1 subtle way that the Vatican Embassy is trying to get Noriega to leave.
Number 1,
they're boring him night after night with the Pope's vacation slides.